More than a dozen military members and their family and friends came to the KBIA studios in September to take part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative in partnership with the MU Extension Community Arts Project. Through November 20th, we'll be sharing portions of those oral histories. Levi Newman grew up in Stella, Missouri, a small town near Joplin of less than 200 people. 10 days after finishing up high school, Newman decided to join the Army. His life in the service changed significantly when the 9/11 attacks occurred. Now, after 10 years in the military, Newman graduated from MU. He currently is senior author and director of outreach at Veterans United in Columbia, where he writes stories or opinion pieces and reaches out to the community. Co-worker Jeff Owsley sat down with Newman to look back on his life in the military and transition back to a rural area.
I actually got kind of lucky because on 9/11, I say lucky in loose terms, but we were doing a Class A inspection, uniform inspection. Mm-hmm. And I was just in for the day. My wife and daughter were there, and we were just supposed to do the inspection and then go and have a four-day weekend because it was my four-day weekend because I had just come out of PLDC or something. And I was in formation. We're upstairs in this barracks room, and, you know, somebody comes running in. Well, my whole platoon's in there. Somebody comes running in. They're like, turn on the TV. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. We turn on the TV. And we see the second plane hit, and everybody's just standing there, you know, dressed to the nines, looking great and confused as can be. I remember Sergeant First Class Darden, Sergeant Darden, turned to us and was like, all right, boys, get ready. We're going to war. That's what he said. And everybody was like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no concept of what going to war means.
No.
Especially at this time, right? Like, when's the last, you know, Desert Storm is really the last conflict we'd been in.
For your expectations for what the military would be, I guess, how did those change?
Man, that's a good question. You know, I didn't have a lot of expectation, I guess. But I guess I really just had expectations of myself, not of the job.
Right.
I really used the military to, or initially, my thought process was to use the military to go to college. I didn't mind going to combat, and as weird as that sounds.
Do you feel like there's a limit to how much you still want to be connected to the military world?
Yes. And without sounding like a jerk, you know, like sure. When I left the Army, I was like, I'm done with the Army. This mm-hmm. is it. I want nothing else to do with it. I'm tired. I just want to be Levi. Nobody had said my name for a decade. I want to be Levi for a while. And it's difficult to be in an environment where you weren't expecting to be. You know, I expected to be done with that. And so now I have a job where that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I told somebody the other day that I don't want to be a veteran that writes. I want to be a writer that happens to be a veteran. I'm very, you know, I have a lot of pride in being a veteran, and I earned it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's who I am. I mean, that's not only mm-hmm. who I am.
Sure.
That was Army veteran Levi Newman, who visited the KBIA studios in September with his co-worker Jeff Owsley to take part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative in partnership with the MU Extension Community Arts Project. Tony Nochem produced this story for KBIA. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.